Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
Hey, it's new this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Wednesday, getting all fat and sassy. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Hope your Wednesdays are going well. Looks like the sun's peeking out a little bit. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice. Enjoy it.
You guys better not lie. I'm wearing shorts.
73 tomorrow, baby. I got my shorts and my flip-flops on again. This weekend's supposed to be decently nice, too. I think it's supposed to rain Friday, and then this Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be like low 60s.
Sorry to everybody in Oregon City who sees me shirtless.
Shirtless Sprague is back.
Dude, I've been in too much rain. I need some heat and some sun in my life.
You did put your nipple on Instagram the other night. That was a little weird.
I actually didn't mean to do that. And I was like,
just sending out pictures of his nipple.
Whatever. Free the nipple.
A little strange. Didn't need to see
don't
that.
Don't shame
going,
me.
Going Enes Kanter there, all excited for the playoffs?
A little bit. You know, nipples are hard. What are you going to say?
Don't judge me for breastfeeding
don't
in public.
Judge me. All right. Last to get to in the final hour. Let's start, though, before we get to your scary story later in Statter Story as well. Game two last night. Portland gets a win. It's close. The Blazers go on a nice little run at the end of the second quarter after trailing by, what, 9 or 10 points at some points in the second quarter?
Yeah, 10 was the biggest deficit.
Nice little run. CJ hits the buzzer beater three. Boom, you're tying at 54 at the half, and then it was all Portland in the second half. They outscored Oklahoma City by 16 in the third quarter. Red hot and rolling. Dame and CJ combined for 52 points. Really had a hand in almost everything Portland did offensively. Defensively, they were good again. Portland winning back-to-back games at home, up 2-0 in the series.
Yeah, and game one, there were so many different twists and turns and back and forths and playing well and then kind of dropping back a little bit and giving Oklahoma City the proper credit for what they were able to do. Game two, I did not see coming. 10-point deficit, I thought, it's kind of what I was expecting.
And Paul George looked good in the first half, too.
He looked good. He was getting it going. He was hitting his jump shots. He was moving really well. And then it crumbled in the second half, really the second quarter, because once Portland cut that deficit and they tied going into half, I think Portland instantly woke themselves up and said, let's go. We're not going to allow this to happen and let them win a game here on our home court. And they dominated the second half. There's really not much more you can say about this Portland team. We can talk about Lillard. We can talk about McCollum being all in and playing extremely well. It is the defense. The defensive effort from this bunch. Al Farouk, Mo Harkless, Dame, even CJ, Myers coming in and being tough and physical. It's been a collective effort from the group.
It really has,
and to see them do this against Oklahoma City, even with a beat-up Paul George. When Paul George goes into half with 16 points, I think everybody is going, well, Paul George is fine and he's going to drop 32 to 40.
Well, and he
tonight.
Kept doing the shoulder thing. Like he was taunting the crowd a little bit like, oh, I'm feeling good tonight.
See, when I saw him do that, I thought he was like doing it because it hurt.
No,
and somebody,
Gunderson
told me that from the 100 section, you could tell he was taunting like Mo of like, oh, I'm hurt.
Yeah, he was kind of looking at the crowd a little bit too.
And I think in that moment, it's easy to think, oh, Paul George is back, but give Portland the credit. They locked down. Dame got in Westbrook's head. And the defense has it's risen to a level that they haven't had all year. And that's what you need to do in the playoffs, right? The playoffs are a different season. It's more physical. It ratchets down. The officiating's a little different. And they were able to really use that in their favor. And the way they're playing defense right now, Dirt, I have no choice but to switch my feelings. I don't care that I'm going to be wrong about something. I have no problem with that. Portland is locked in. They're being led by the best point guard in the playoffs right now in the entire NBA. And that's no disrespect, but Dame's playing on a magic level right now. The defense has stood out the most with Portland these first two games.
It really has. And I think to your point, like, you need Dame and CJ to play well. That's the main reason, in my opinion, that they're up 2-0. It's just those guys have been lights out, especially last night, to combine and to shoot as efficiently as they both did, to always be in control. And seemingly whenever they needed a bucket, one of them would find a way to get it. They have been outstanding. But last night, I thought, too, was a prime example of everybody else outside of really Evan Turner, who has just been awful for whatever reason in this series. Like, that dude's been unplayable so far. Everybody else that got into the game last night had some form of a positive impact. Like, we love making fun of Myers, but he had a good game last night. He got off to a bad start, and then he settled in. A couple of nice defensive plays, knocked down a three. His rotation was okay on defense. Like, Collins was atrocious in game one. They put him in the second quarter. I thought defensively he was a lot better.
He had those two nice blocks.
Two nice blocks. He was 3 of 5. Like, they dumped it down to him, and he scored around the rim. Like, you had Curry hitting timely shots. Really, Rodney Hood hit a couple of buckets for you. Wasn't great, but still found a way to contribute. Like, it was Dame and CJ, and then you had the role players step up. And something that's always been true about Portland, and I think it's the reason this guy is such a frustrating player, and it's kind of the conversation we had after the LA game, Mo Harkless can take his game to a different level, and we've seen it, and that's why he's frustrating. Last night, you had good Mo. He had 14 points, 6 of 9, grabbed 9 rebounds. He was great defensively. Even though he racked up a handful of fouls, that dude had a big time game last night.
Well, he's going to keep fouling the rest of the series, and, sure. And I know a lot of people, you know, national pundits, and they boil it down, and this has always been true in the NBA, but like, whoever has the best players is going to win, right? The star of the stars is going to win. Portland's had the better players. Paul George and Russell Westbrook are being severely outplayed by CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard.
Yep.
And you can say that's part of Paul George's injury. I don't know how you explain the Westbrook thing. Like, some people, a lot of people hate Russell Westbrook, and I get it. Damian Lillard has completely gotten in his brain. And he put him in situations yesterday where he was doing things going, what are you doing? Slow down.
Right, right.
Why did you do that?
Right.
My opinion should be, when you shoot 20% from three for most of the year, you shouldn't shoot more than a 3 or 2 a game.
No,
no. And that dude just doesn't care. And maybe that's, you know, that not maybe, that's who he is. That's in his DNA, is prove you wrong, don't care, gonna go do this. That's hurting their team, like, a lot. And that hurt him last night. You can't be that bad from the field and expect to win a ball game. And Portland coming out and putting the clamps on him defensively again and getting that production from Dame and having him rise to this challenge of, guys, I'm not just going for second best point guard here, because he is. I mean, he had the Kyrie game in Boston and everybody followed suit. Hey, Dame over Kyrie. Well, yeah, we've been telling you that for a while, but because LeBron went to Cleveland, everybody had this misconception. And now it's Westbrook. League MVP. He's a great player. He is.
No doubting that.
Won an MVP. You don't win an MVP by being a bum. He is showing to the national media, the national landscape, who didn't maybe put him there, he's over Russ. And he's never going to pass Steph, I think, in most people's minds. That's fine. But I think he's showing why I've argued for him to be first team all year. He has put this team on his back. He carried them when they had major injuries. They don't have Yusuf Nurkic. He has gotten better defensively. He's taking it personal. And he is just doing incredibly monster superstar type things in this series so far. So Damian Lillard is not only going to be better than Russ in the national mind, he's going for the throne. Like, that's the kind of play he is giving you. He's looking at Steph and going, I'm the best point guard in this damn league. And right now, he's playing like it.
He really is. That's kind of the cool part, too. Coming into this series, you knew it was going to get a lot of attention. Like, a lot of people identify Portland and OKC as their most exciting series in the first round. You had the national TV window on ABC for game one, 12:30, so everybody watched. Last night, I know it was late, so maybe some of the East Coast folks missed it like they do basically with every Portland game throughout the course of the regular season. But that, to me, was the cool part about Dame having this opportunity, especially considering how bad he was last year in that series against New Orleans and how much he struggled. This is a big-time matchup for him going against a guy like Russell Westbrook. And I can't even begin to tell you the amount of national articles and topics that I've seen in the last 2 or 3 days talking about Damian Lillard, just out of the way that he's played. And it's unfortunate that it takes like something like this in order for him to get the national respect that he probably deserves and should get more often. But whatever it takes when you're playing in Portland, I'll have it. And he's getting a lot of it right now, because He has absolutely worked Westbrook in two games in this series.
There's, I know it's kind of corny at times to me, but there really is some sense of this might be one of the most liked teams dating back to maybe 99 or even the early 90s. I know we had that five, that starting five with Wes, Nick, Rolo. That was a great team. It was a great starting lineup. There was no bench. This team is deep. And even though Dame was on said team, I think he has gotten better since. And he's first team all NBA. I think the city just continues to fall more and more in love with him over the years. I really think this might be the most likable team by Portland fan in 20 years. You want to date it back to the early 90s because we had some people tweet that earlier. Maybe 30 years. You love a scrappy bunch.
You do.
I was reading an article about the Clippers and their comeback. And people were basically just saying, like, Chris Paul was fun. And it was great that he kind of rejuvenated the organization out of that lull that was Donald Sterling.
Yeah, basically.
This year's Clippers team, even though they're an 8 seed and going to lose to the Warriors, they're exciting. And they give you an energy. And it's a scrappiness, a chip. It's a not back down. It's an F you. And it's a I'm going to play hard. That's what Portland has. And they're led by an all-NBA, a first-team all-NBA guy. And I think there's a likability there where I've been at games for all these teams, and it truly is hard to gauge with Portland as a crowd. But there's an energy within this team that I think people just, the Seth Curry story, the Mo, the Aminu, hell, Myers. We make fun of Myers. When Myers has that game last night, that building is erupting with every great play he had when he's flexing. CJ being in his zone, Dame pulling up from 30 and barking back at Westbrook. There's an element of this team that, with the depth part, I think it stacks up there with almost any in quite some time.
Well, on top of that, too, you have a team that had been embarrassed on the national stage. How many times in a row? I mean, they had lost 10 straight playoff games before this. They were punked and embarrassed by New Orleans last year in the first round. So there's that redemption factor, too, of going out there and saying, hey, we're not going to allow that to happen again. So I'm loving every minute of it. Who knows if we end up being right or wrong. We're only two games in. Nobody knows how this series is going to go from here, but it's been fun to watch the first two games. That's for sure. Portland takes a 2-0. Seriously, we have some poll questions on this series. We'll get to those to close out the show. We still have to talk about the other NBA playoff games that happened last night because it was a pretty fun scene in Denver as they erased a big deficit and then Toronto put everybody on notice. So all that's still to come, but now it's time for your favorite segment's favorite segment, Stat or Story, next on The Fam. Hey, Dirt and Sprague sticking around here for Manscaped.com. It's something we care a lot about is male hygiene and something that we need a lot of help with. And that's where Manscaped comes in because they have everything that you need to make sure that you're in shape down there and you're smelling nice and fresh.
Well, and it's not just down low. They have a variety of options at Manscaped.com. They've got shears. They've got blades. They've got T-shirts. They've got boxer briefs and obviously cologne and lotions as well. So it doesn't have to just be the down south region. You can actually make yourself look good and feel better with a variety of products at manscaped.com.
What do they say? Look good, feel good, play good?
That's how I feel.
I've been wearing the underwear. They send an underwear and it's got a scent built into it.
It does,
which
yeah.
It's kind of nice. You know, you
don't
have
I to thought
worry
it was controversial at first, and now I'm in.
Oh, I like this. And don't forget, hey, they got the Perfect Package 2.0. That includes the lawnmower, which is an electric trimmer that has skin-safe technology to ensure a nick-free manscaping experience. Use the promo code FAN at manscaped.com. That's the promo code FAN. You get 20% off, free shipping, and a free travel bag with that promo code. Trust me, fellas, this is well worth the investment.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, yo man.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. Stat or Story. I want to get into something NBA-wise, bottom of the hour as well. That's just been on my mind the last couple of days, so I want to get into that. Also, the other NBA games going on, decent last night, although Toronto was an ass-kicking. But the Denver-San Antonio game was good. And you have a scary story that we're all going to die.
Also, Billy Donovan is a moron.
Yeah, Yeah, I watched your guys' press conference last. I turned over to NBA TV after the game because
like
they
at
air
the
those
very
live.
Start of the whole thing or just Dame?
No, so I missed. I saw. I flipped over like halfway through Billy Donovan.
Yeah, he so says he talks a lot and says nothing.
He talks a lot. And shout out to Joe Fisher. Joe Fisher asked a question last night to Dame. And I was
Joe
nervous
Fisher
there.
Dish, yeah.
Because I heard it on NBA TV. Hey, Joe Fisher, 1080 The Fan. I'm like, oh, God, where is this going to go? And it, in the moment, you're like, long-winded. Let's tighten that thing up a little bit.
Well, okay. Sure. But there's other people that have long-winded questions.
And then Dame gave him a one-word answer. So he essentially asked him, like, what would you have to say to everybody that counted you out when Nurkic went down?
He said, a month ago, Yusuf goes down, and nobody gives you a shot to win a series, let alone a game. Nobody's picking you guys.
And what's your response to that?
What's your response to the people that doubted you?
And he dropped a nothing.
And ESPN Twitter picked it up put Joe's question in with Dame's answer.
You can go find it. They tweeted it out. Well done, Joe. All right. Sadder story time. What do we got today, Swigard?
Your first number is 107. 107. Is it the total number of missed field goal attempts by the Oklahoma City Thunder combined in the first two games of their playoff series against the Blazers?
Stat, Russell Westbrook.
Or.
Boom, roasted.
Is it the size in inches of a television that was mistakenly delivered to a Massachusetts man, which he kept and resulted in a police raid on his house and him being arrested for felony larceny?
107 inches? Not me and you,
that
buddy.
That is a big-ass TV.
Yes, it is.
I think I went 70, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, my mom has a 65 in her living room, and I'm like, it's basically your wall.
Yeah, I went big time with my last TV purchase.
107 what? Missed field goals, you said?
Missed field goals combined in the two games.
I'm going to go story.
That feels like too many misses in two games. I know they've missed a lot of shots.
I'm going to story.
That feels like too many. I always get that wrong. I too will go story.
Stat.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. They missed 107 field goals combined in the two games.
Unbelievable.
No, this comes to us from.
I guess it's about 50 or so a game. Yeah.
MSN.com news. Nick Memo is from East Freetown, Massachusetts, and a $2,700 86-inch flat screen TV was delivered to his house. The only problem was that's not one that he ordered, but he kept it.
I mean, wouldn't you?
And then the delivery company for Amazon, I guess he ordered a 75-inch TV.
Okay, so they gave him 10 more inches?
So they delivered the wrong one. The delivery company figured that out. And then in an attempt to try and contact him and let him know they need to pick that up, bring him the one. He wasn't returning calls, acting like he didn't know anything was going on. So the delivery company called the police and said, what do we do? The police tried to call him, say, hey, we need to straighten this out. No such luck. So they just showed up one night.
Wow.
Flashlights, batons, banging on his door, hauled him out of there. And so he's facing a couple of different felony charges. If he's convicted, it's 15 years in prison maximum.
For keeping a TV that's 10 inches too big. Give me a break.
So the law's there, yeah.
Isn't there a better way we can apply our resources than this?
God, why are we so dumb?
He's facing
that
much
prison?
Like the Jeffrey Epstein guy only got like, what, 1 year of probation or something crazy?
Didn't the rich kid who murdered people with his car get out of like 6 months probation?
So what? The guy wanted an extra 10 inches, man. I can't blame him.
So
I mean, eventually they call you. You got to return the thing. But
so their subsequent or a request for a warrant, Freetown Police Sergeant Edward Dwyer didn't mince word, quote, memo clearly lies, refuses to answer his telephone, will likely lie about receiving a summons and will not show up to court, end quote.
Be funny if he played the George Costanza voicemail when they kept trying to call him. Believe it or not, I'm really not home. Please leave a message.
So you have 70.
I do.
You chose it. Do you feel it's too big?
No.
So what's the threshold of the TV is too large?
I literally can't go any bigger because I don't, one, have a big living room, and two, I'm eventually going to mount it over my fireplace, and I can't contain any more size than that.
You have a brick. You got to drill in a brick, don't you?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a summer job for me. I could not go any larger than that. If I had like a bigger TV room and more space, you know, like more of a man cave kind of situation, I would go bigger.
So is there a number at all that would you
no.
be like, no?
No.
So you get a 107-inch TV.
Bring it on. I'll take 200. What do you want?
I'll take
the wall.
The video wall.
Yeah, give me the whole thing.
Your next number is 14. 14. Is it the plus-minus rating of Myers Leonard in the Blazers' Game 2 win over the Thunder?
Ooh, I saw this. Yeah.
Or is it the age of a debating phenom whose parents are suing his former prep school, accusing the principal, debate coach, and fellow teammates of slander such that it forced him to transfer?
Wow. Stat. You gonna go stat? Can I ask this about Myers? Does he need to flex about everything?
Whatever I guess it takes for him to play the way he plays.
Because that was I was really happy for him last night. Everything he's been through to like get in a game, have a couple of moments, knock down a three.
I want to remind you because we both do this.
He makes $10 million a year.
He makes $40 million.
He is incredibly overpaid.
We don't need to preface it every time.
He's a nice guy, but
he's a nice guy.
Just like, God, he makes it so hard.
What was the dance?
What are you doing,
I don't
man?
Get what his celebrate when he hit the shot and he does his, like, his arms down by his crotch. And
it's a three-crotch thing? Like,
I don't know.
Anywho, I will take stat two. Wow, we suck.
Myers had a plus 17 rating.
Damn it. Wow. I thought it was either 14 or 17.
Wow. No, this comes to us from NorthJersey.com. So there is a prestigious Bergen County debate team, and there are allegations that it branded one of its members a traitor for sharing answers with an opponent that cost him a huge loss. So a 14-year-old, a Fort Lee student, forced to leave the Cungus ACTS Academy in Cluster, New Jersey, after allegedly suffering false, malicious, and defamatory comments at the hand of his coach and administrator. That, according to the lawsuit, the principal and other school administrators really not having anything of it. There's also claims that fifth and sixth graders were bullying the 14-year-old. So, yeah. Yeah, it's gotten to that point with speech and debate.
Speech and debate, it's intense. Were you on a speech and debate team?
I was not on a speech and debate team because between the other...
I'm shocked.
Between the mathletes and everything.
Between mathletes, band, and other sports, there just wasn't enough time. However, I did do a mock trial 1 year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We did not win.
So I have there's somebody in my life. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. I didn't really get bullied. I had one kid in he was fourth and I was in third, and he kind of bullied me, but nothing bad.
Okay.
That was about it for me. I usually got along with most of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how you and your friends could kind of riff on each other, or you play a sport and you get super competitive and it gets serious?
Sure.
That was normal to me. I know of a kid who's he's a real nice kid, and he's got teammates from a team he played on. And he keeps saying that they're pushing him down and they don't help him up and they foul him hard. And this is all I know. And then his mom went to their parents and talked to their parents about bullying. And when I heard this...
How old?
10. My initial reaction was, this sounds like it's normal. And if he feels that it's going too far, he should be able to make his mind up of, they're not really my friends.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing worse as a kid than when it's like,
sure,
oh, so-and-so's mom will come talk to your
mom.
Right,
that's hard to outlive.
Yeah, when I DDT'd a kid in middle school, his mom went and talked to moms, and everybody didn't like him for four years. His mom will snitch.
When the moms start talking, you're in trouble, man.
You're done.
There's no coming back.
Socially done.
All right, last one.
Final number is 60. 60. Is it the number of free throws the Blazers have attempted through the first two games of their playoff series against the Thunder? Or is it the amount of money in U.S. dollars a Brazilian judge has ordered a pair of identical twins to each pay in child support to a woman one of them had a fling with after neither would accept responsibility as the actual father?
I saw this story. This is incredible. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. Stat, because I want to get to the story.
I've been to both these games. I've gotten both stat or stories wrong here. I want to point that out.
So what are you doing in the stands?
What's 60?
What the hell are you
60
watching?
Combined free throw attempts.
That sounds about right.
Well, Billy Donovan was on and on and on about free throws last night. So I will say this is a story.
It is a story. The Blazers have attempted 48 combined free throws so far. This comes to us from the Huffington Post. So, yes, there was a deadbeat dad court in Brazil, and a woman gave birth to a baby girl, and she was not certain which one of the identical twins was the dad.
Sure.
Neither one of them, when brought into court, said, all right, which one of you? So, let's see. The brothers are Fabrizio and Fernando.
Fabrizio.
So the judge ordered them to take the DNA test. Both tests came back positive. Neither would fess up to being the father. So she said, all right, both of you are going to pay $60 a month, which is 30% of the Brazilian minimum wage, towards child support.
And even after that, because I understand the gig at first if you're the brothers and you're trying to not acknowledge it. But eventually, if you get to the point where you're going to have to pay and you're the one that's not the dad, you step up. You step up and say, whoa, that was him. You're not taking my money.
So Judge Felipe Luis Peruca called out the deadbeat dad in his court ruling, accusing him of acting in, quote, bad faith and stating, quote, such vile behavior cannot be tolerated by the law. And the judge ruled that both their names will appear on the girl's birth certificate.
Wow. So maybe they were so hammered they don't remember which one it was. Was it a one night stand?
It was a fling. They didn't describe it as a fling. It was not one had a relationship with her.
It's always weird when people find themselves in these situations to me.
Yeah, it's a little weird. This also reminded me of something. One of our leftover stories for the rest of the week will have to be, have you seen the kid who's suing his parents for getting rid of his $29,000 porn collection?
I did see that, yeah.
Good luck with that one. Those are some classic VHS tapes,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you?
If I'm the judge, I'm like, dude, they're all over the website. Go find them. They're free.
There you go. Status story every Wednesday at 2:15. Okay, Sprague's got a scary story he needs to tell us. We'll get back into the NBA playoffs. We have some poll questions to answer. All of that still to come. NBA playoffs heated up last night. We'll get into that here in a moment. Sprague has a scary story, though. Are we all dying? Is it the end of the world?
I mean, we're all going to die.
That is true, eventually.
It's going to happen.
So what's the scary story? What do you got for me?
Okay, give me a second here. I just accidentally closed the tab right before we came back, so I'm going to have to scroll a little bit.
That seems like a great idea.
By the way, really quick, as I'm actually killing time, but I'm very curious, my Fabrizio.
Yeah.
You're Italian. What's the Brazilian way to say Fabrizio, though?
I don't know, but not Italian.
But, like, there's no other way to say it other than in an Italian voice. What's the Brazilian accent?
Well, they speak Portuguese. It's not Spanish. They speak Portuguese.
Okay, so give me the accent.
It's probably pretty similar.
To what? Fabrizio?
You think they just go, hey, Fabrizio.
Fabrizio. I don't know what else you would do.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Based on
you,
what?
You went Mario Kart. You went...
Fabrizio.
Yeah.
You, hey, a pizza.
Exactly. I don't think that's how
but
they say
But you said
it.
That sounds pretty good. I don't know.
That's not what Swigard said sounded pretty good to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't
that
think,
sounds more accurate than yours.
Based on what, though? I don't think you know.
Based on my travel, extensive travel to Brazil, and my backpacking that I've done down there. And,
okay, I found the story. Yeah, okay. We can stop. This just into NPR. The brains of dead pigs have been somewhat revived by scientists hours after the animals were killed in a slaughterhouse.
Can you say that with a calm voice? If you're an NPR executive and you're reading that story or a news anchor on NPR, don't you kind of have to read that one panicked a little bit? Yeah, something like that. Is this not the start of the zombies?
So a real-life pet cemetery or something?
This is real-life pet cemetery.
So we have zombie pigs.
The brains of dead pigs have been somewhat revived by scientists hours after the animals were killed in a slaughterhouse.
Did they want to eat flesh after they're revived?
Yale University research team is careful to say that none of the brains regained the kind of organized electrical activity associated with consciousness or awareness.
Okay.
Still, the experiment described Wednesday in the journal Nature showed that a surprising amount of cellular function was either preserved or restored.
How about that?
We are very close to the zombie apocalypse.
It's around the corner.
Animals, humans.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's rapidly approaching us.
Does it say how long until they test one of these bad boys on a human?
Not really. It's somebody named Nita said it was mind-blowing My initial reaction was pretty shocked. It's a groundbreaking discovery, but it is also really fundamentally changes a lot of what the existing beliefs are in neuroscience about the irreversible loss of brain function once there is deprivation of oxygen to the brain.
How about that? Now, let me ask you this. If you are a person that is about to die, would you want them to try this on you?
Yes, to keep living, I'm in.
You would want them to shock your brain back to life a couple hours later? Even if you are patient zero, because you could turn into that.
I'm the kind of guy that would be A-OK being 94% human or robot if it meant my brain and my memories were still there.
You're still hanging around.
Yes.
You're still kicking 400 years later.
You know what? Even my head could be a
Terminator.
Robot.
Okay. You just need a brain. You just need your brain.
I want my consciousness to transfer.
All right.
I'm 100% in on that experiment and that research.
What if I'm only giving you 70%?
Like 70% of my whole life
of what
I'll remember?
You were, yeah.
I'm still in.
You're still hanging?
Yeah, because at least I would still be aware enough with the 70% to know that I still exist. Whereas, like, yeah, the 30% you lose could suck. Like, oh, I don't remember I had a mom. But I know I have me. I'm still alive. People that, like, the whole, look, there's a lot of religious beliefs tied to some of this stuff that we're talking about. But the idea to live forever, I don't know why people poo-poo it.
You want to find the fountain of youth. Yeah, sometimes you see news stories like this. Like, I saw the one recently that circulated again was about them trying to bring back dinosaurs. Like, the scientists who or whatever that worked on Jurassic Park said we could do this in the next 5 years.
They keep trying to say that, like, in 2 years it's coming. In 2 more years it's coming.
What a terrible idea. We've seen that movie. Why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Like, in no way, like, no, I'm okay. I see the bones. There's museums. Like, I get it. Dinosaurs were here. They're cool. They're big. Like,
there's a reason they don't exist anymore.
Exactly. Let's not go down that road again if we don't have to. I kind of feel this about reviving dead pigs. You know?
But we killed them. It wasn't like they had their time and, like, nature took its course.
I get that.
Tasty bacon.
I mean, right? I had pork for dinner last night, you know?
What if, like, every time you took a bite of bacon, the brain starts, like, oh, no.
It starts spazzing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not eating the pig brains.
Yeah.
I got the belly and the tenderloin. That's the best part.
Are you guys not on this level with me? Like, are you okay living to, like, 81 and then dying? Would you rather do that or aim to live for as long as you can?
Ask me how I'm feeling at 81.
What do I got?
Was it a good 81?
What do I got to do to live as long as?
How much let's say it's your life now. Just it goes till you're 81. So your job you love.
Sure.
You've got the family members and friends in your life that you want.
The process. It would depend on the process. And then also how many other people around me are going to do the same medical procedure.
Let's say.
Is this available for everybody?
Yes,
am I the only one?
Yeah. Let's say it's gotten to the point in modern medicine where this is kind of normal.
Then I would consider it. But if I'm like the black sheep and I'm the only one that's going down that road and everybody else I know is going to die, it doesn't sound like fun.
Like, this is the next, you know, people arguing about climate change, people arguing about walls and guns and all that. This is the conversation. It's the people going, no, we're not meant to live forever. We must die when we're meant to die. And then the other people are like, no, I want to live as long as I possibly can.
I'll tell you what this is bad for. Traffic. We already have population issues, and if people stop dying, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Well,
out there,
at this point, now that we can live forever, we're transporting everywhere, so we're not really concerned with traffic anymore.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's seen it. I do want a recommendation if you have. I want to watch the HBO documentary on the chick who was, like, flubbing all of her research. She claimed to have had
the medicine lady.
Cure. I can't remember what it was for.
It was a cure-all if you sent your blood into her company.
That's what it was, right? And she had this deep voice. She's a really weird lady.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
And she, but she faked it all, and she took all this money, and then she robbed everybody. But there's a documentary on it. Like, I think it's called The Inventor on HBO, and I've wanted to watch it, and I haven't yet. So.
Well, I just think, like, if you could live 180 years, it gets to that point. Imagine what, like, sports radio was like when somebody texts in, you idiots don't remember in 2010 when this and this happened, and we're like, no, it's 2,205. I forgot about that.
That was 108 years ago, you jerk.
But people are texting that in because it's like, it's so common.
Everybody's alive. All right, there you go. They're bringing pigs back, apparently. I don't think it's a great thing, but.
Look, can I just be honest? I like talking about these things from time to time, and I know this is a sports radio station. What I don't like is when I talk about these, I open up and share how I feel, and you guys don't really give me any feeling or opinion on it.
I like you being out on a limb by yourself sometimes.
Like Swag, it's fun radio. Swag goes mute, which is like impossible to do for him. And then you're just kind of like, well, I don't know. And then I'm sitting here like, let's live for 300 years and see what it's like.
I don't know if I want to kick around for that long. That seems like a long time.
Your wife is with you.
My knees would get tired. I'm already tired.
We have robot knees. I need a nap. You have robot knees and you charge at night. You don't okay. need naps.
There you go. I like that. Okay, NBA playoffs. Do we trust Denver after what they did last night? How about the message Toronto sent? We got poll questions to answer. And will the teams tonight join Portland in taking a 2-0 series lead? That is next on The Fan. No, I feel so bad. Hey, the big concert news of the day. Did you see Garth Brooks is going to be at Austin Stadium this summer?
I'm actually really upset about this announcement. Now, let me tell you why. I don't need to hear you go, why?
Why?
Why is that?
Why, Brandon?
Because about 2 months ago,
probably longer than that,
3 months ago, Dirt knew this was happening.
Yeah, I've had this in my holster.
He said, I've been told Garth Brooks is going to come do a concert at Autzen. It was right before he announced the Notre Dame one,
which I think was actually Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay.
So it might have been longer than that ago.
Way longer ago. He knew that Oregon was a place where Garth would show up. And I told him, I was like, hey, man. You're not in the breaking news business a lot. I would tweet out Garth Brooks, Autzen, happening.
Boom.
Don't know the dates. Find out later.
TBD.
And you chickened out.
I did, yeah.
And then today I come in and you're like, well, he announced it.
I'm not a noted newsman, okay? It's not my strength. It's not my expertise.
When you, I don't do a ton of research.
When you get a tidbit, you got to run with it.
I had my info. I had all the intel I needed, and I've been working on tickets now for like 2 months, so...
Oh, are you trying to go?
Hell yeah. It's a Saturday night in Eugene at Autzen Stadium, like June 29th. That dude puts on one of the best concerts out there, man. You know that. Last time he was in town, I went twice. He was here for a week. I went to two different shows.
Yeah. If I went, I would obviously rock some Beaver gear. Beaver's in the house.
Oh, don't be that guy.
Why?
I mean, I'm not going to wear Oregon gear to a Garth Brooks concert just because it's at Autzen.
You don't want me to be Oregon polo?
No, I don't want you to be that guy. No.
No.
This isn't...
I'm probably not going, by the way, unless I get free tickets. I spent a lot of money on
which
the last
ones.
But
you won't, because I already joke with the guy, our buddy Mike at the Wolf, like, hey, how many requests have you gotten in the last 12 hours since, or however many since this came out? He was like, yeah, it's going to be a lot. So a lot of people want to go to this thing. So that was kind of cool. Hey, last night, Denver tied up their series. Did we switch our opinion on how we feel about the Nuggets moving forward?
I haven't switched. I still think this is going to be a good series. Okay. The Nuggets can really change my opinion in Game 3, though. They come into San Antonio with some confidence now. Maybe that win snapped it for them. They could find themselves in a situation where they can close it out in 6 or 5. San Antonio's pesky, and the thing about Popovich, man, he's obviously a good coach. He gets the guys that you have no clue about. Joe had to look up Derek White last night. He's like, who's Derek White? He's having a great game right now. I said, well,
look him up.
He's a San Antonio Spur, and he's the guy that ripped Jamal Murray at the end of game one to seal that win for them. I was really impressed with the Spurs for most of that game. Murray, obviously, with the 21 fourth quarter points. That's why I still think this is going to be a long, drag-out series. San Antonio did what they needed to do. They took back home court advantage.
You see Jamal Murray, what led him to that
took,
big...
I should say. They didn't take back. They sure. took.
Jamal Murray, you know what sparked his big onslaught?
Being god-awful and missing all his shots?
He ate a fan's pretzel.
Mm.
Yeah, he said that was it. I ate the fan offered me. He fell into the stands. Fan gave him a bite of a pretzel. Went 8-9.
Are you dip pretzel in cheese or mustard guy?
I'm straight pretzel guy. I know that's weird.
Oh, you don't dip anything?
No, I like straight pretzel.
You like bread with salt on it?
I do. I also like plain hot dogs.
What is wrong with you? You eat hot dogs with nothing on
it? Okay, you just asked me to go out there on a limb and flap. Now I'm flapping my wings. Thought we were in the trust tree here.
No, this is not robot the trust tree. Afterlife stuff.
I like dry pretzels and plain hot dogs, okay?
See, I'm pretzel mustard guy.
Sue me.
And I'm light ketchup, mainly mustard and relish, onions, sauerkraut on a hot dog.
Too much going on there. Too much risk for spill. I can't carry it around as freely. I like having a couple of hot dogs on the go. You never know when you want to pound them.
You don't like anything?
I mean, I do. I will eat. I will put toppings on my hot dogs.
When you cook, do you season anything?
Yes, I do. No, we're using like a ballpark analogy here. Like if I get a couple of dogs and then I have to go over to the line and put mustard on and then it's going to get on the wrapper and then I got to carry them down to my seat and then it could spill on my shirt.
This is terrible.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Right? But if you give me a couple of hot dogs and you like them dry, you throw those bad boys in your pocket. You don't have to worry about any spilling. You go sit down. You take them out when you want. Nothing's going to drip on your shirt. What if I'm wearing a white shirt? I can't get ketchup out of that.
You go into a ball game with a white shirt. It's kind of what you're signing up for is the chance of spilling ketchup or mustard on your white shirt.
All right.
Also, if you're at the ball game, you're not doing anything else after. Who cares if you spill something on your shirt?
What if it's a nice white shirt and stained forever?
Then buy the same white shirt.
I like playing hot dogs, okay?
Yeah, you're a weirdo, man.
Boston, Milwaukee, and Houston all won game one. Do they all win game two tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's the most likely to lose?
Boston.
Interesting. More than Houston?
Yeah.
I bet you just like sugar cookies. Get those chocolate chips out of here.
You know what she bought recently was she got a big box of those, not box, but a package of the Game of Thrones Oreos. Have you been eating those?
No, Lynn really wanted me to get some. Yeah, and they were sold out at our local grocery store.
I'll tell you what, man, Oreos are dangerous.
So good.
What's the fewest amount of Oreos you can eat in one sitting? Like when you open the bag and you dive in, what's the lowest amount you're like, all right, I'm done?
Nine.
Right?
I'm not kidding when I say that.
I think
either.
The over-under for me is at least 4.5.
I take a cereal bowl and I fill it with Oreos. Now, I haven't...
I'm not a big Oreo fan.
You're not a big Oreo guy?
No.
Oh, wow, Swigart. I love Oreos.
They're dry.
I'm surprised it's got more than one taste.
No.
Surprised you don't just like the chocolate cookie.
No, the cookie is too dry.
What?
It's like... Yeah, I like soft, fresh out of the oven, ooey gooey cookies.
Ooey gooey, I'm a big ooey gooey guy.
You all right there?
Ooey gooey.
That's right.
Ooey gooey. What are you four?
I'm out here explaining that I want to live forever, and you guys think that's nothing to touch, here? And then you guys come out and you're like, right. I don't like to eat anything with flavor. I like ooey gooey.
Want some ooey gooey cookies? Give me those dry...
What's his name? Who makes them?
Communion wafer cookies. Ugh.
Wow. Yeah, you are cornflakes, no milk guy. That's how I perceive your hot dog taste.
Is that not that controversial to eat a plain hot dog?
It's just such a boring thing to eat.
So it's not like that big...
Your burger, no ketchup, no cheese, no nothing, aren't you?
No. Burgers are different because I'm sitting down and eating a dinner. I'm okay with that. And if I'm eating hot dogs at home, I put toppings on them. I thought we were using like a ballpark analogy.
You eat burgers at a ballpark?
Nah, I'm a hot dog guy. See, but... All right, that's enough. I'm done. I quit. Not coming back tomorrow. I've been attacked.
I'm ooey gooey cookie guy.
Can we pull ooey gooey and make that a drop?
Ooey gooey was good, yeah.
Ooey gooey. 54% of you say Blazers in 6 or 7, and 45% of you say Dame and CJ killing it is the reason they're up 2-0. There you go. Go enjoy your...
Plain sand, no ocean.
Just give me the sand. That's all I want. Enjoy your plain hot dogs tonight. By the way, programming note, Mario Cristobal will join us in the opening segment tomorrow as they have their spring game coming up on Saturday. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.